The school is in lockdown. Rumor has it that Alexis is on a rampage, and I know why. This thing, it has taken over Alexis's body. She has no control over herself. Alexis, she is not capable of this. She is the sweetest girl. I need to put an end to this before she hurts more people. It was the first day of my sophomore year in high school. Most of my class remained the same, for the exception of a few transfer students. While walking to my locker, one student in particular caught my attention. She was stunning. Beautiful blonde hair, blue eyes, basically everything I'd imagine in my dream girl. She looked a bit on the older side, so I thought she had to be a junior or senior. I tried to refocus on the task at hand. I grabbed my books and headed to my next class, which was photography. It was in one of those computer labs with computers next to each other. To my surprise, the beautiful girl was in the photography class with me. It was a small class with only 12 of us. I only knew one guy out of the whole class. Since the class was an elective, it also had juniors and seniors in it that I didn't recognize. The teacher had us all stand up in front of the class and do the usual icebreaker routine. One by one, the teacher asked us our names, where we were from, and one cool fact about us. I was the second to last to introduce myself. My name is Dylan Fries. I am from Michigan. I can play the piano. The last in line was the stunning girl. She introduced herself.
My name is Alexis. I am originally from the United Kingdom and moved to North Carolina. My fun fact is that my family moved out of North Carolina because of a haunted house.
Everyone in the class started laughing. Even the teacher couldn't contain himself. The teacher said, "Wow, that's the best one I've heard all day." The weird thing was Alexis looked dead serious. Before Alexis could interrupt him, the teacher started talking. "Okay, class, take your seats. Since this is a small class, you can sit where you'd like." Alexis took her seat across the classroom. I followed in close pursuit. I had to know if she was just joking about the whole haunted house thing. And of course, I was really attracted to her. After taking our seats, the teacher instructed us to log into the computers and into our school email. He announced, "Click on your class, go to assignments, and click the top one. You will be given a list of photos, and you need to make notes about what is wrong with each one. There is no right or wrong answer, and this will not be graded. Feel free to work with a partner next to you." I finally had the chance to talk to Alexis. "Hey, I'm Dylan."
"Well, yeah, dummy. You said your name to the whole class in the introduction."
"Well, if you're so good, what was my fun fact?"
"Well, you can play the piano. How good you can play remains to be seen."
"Maybe I can show you sometime."
"That would be great, actually."
"A date it is, then. Changing topics, I wanted to ask you in all seriousness, was your house really haunted?"
"Yes, it was. We moved into this, like, really old house in North Carolina when we first got to the States. It just had that, heavy feeling the moment you stepped in. At night, I would hear things move around in demonic voices. My parents heard them too. One night, I was asleep in my bed. Something jolted me awake. When my eyes opened, I saw this demon child hovering above me. It was the scariest thing I ever saw in my life. I blinked and it was gone. My parents had similar experiences. Finally, we couldn't take it anymore and sold the house. Now I'm here."
"Wow, that is quite the story." Before I could ask Alexis more stories, the teacher interrupted. "Okay, class, save your work. We are going out into the courtyard to take some pictures. I assume most of you have phones with cameras. Those that don't, group up with someone that does." We went outside the classroom into the courtyard. The teacher continued. "Okay, now with your partner or group, each take 5 different photos of each other. Please change up the camera angles and poses. This is just a test run. The school will issue us the good cameras tomorrow." The class started socializing and taking photos. I took out my phone. "Okay, Alexis, smile," I said. I held up the phone and snapped the photo. I glanced down at the photo. My heart fell through the floor. Right next to Alexis was a demonic-looking child, its long jet-black hair covering most of its face.
"Is everything all right?"
"Yeah, everything is totally fine. You know what? The sun washed out the whole photo. Let's take a new one." I quickly deleted the photo and held my phone up once again to take another photo. I snapped the next photo. I held my breath as I glanced back down at my phone. The demon child was there again, this time closer to Alexis, right up against her. This has to be some sick joke, I thought to myself. This can't be real. She must have messed with my phone.
Is there something wrong?
No, my phone is just glitching a bit. Let me reset it. I quickly deleted the photo and restarted my phone. Okay, let's try this again, I said. I picked up the phone again, hesitant to even take the picture. I pointed the phone at Alexis. Before snapping the photo, I glanced at the screen. Nothing was there. I took the photo. As soon as I took the photo, Alexis coughed. I ran over to her. Are you okay? I asked. She slowly looked up at me and I felt my bones shiver. It felt as if there was a demonic presence right in front of me.
Get out! Leave me alone!
All of a sudden, Alexis's head went limp to one side and raised again.
Hey, what just happened? I feel really lightheaded.
I think you need to get some water and sit down. The teacher finally said, All right, students, time to get your things and move on to your next period. We went back inside the classroom. I gave Alexis my water bottle. She seemed completely fine now. The whole situation freaked me out. I arrived at my next class. I wanted to erase that bizarre situation out of my mind. What the hell happened back there? It hit me like a ton of bricks, the last photo. I never looked at the last photo. I pulled my phone out of my pocket. I went to my Photos app. I tapped on the photo. It was even worse than before. The demon child looked like she was inside Alexis, like a spirit going inside of a body. Is this even real life? Before I could even think, an announcement was made over the PA system.
Lockdown, lockdown, code black, code black.
The teacher, Mr. Blackwell, immediately locked the classroom door. He told us to hide under our desks. Most of the students did not take it seriously. Some even had their smartphones out playing games. All of a sudden, a loud yell came from outside the door.
Help! Somebody help me!
Mr. Blackwell peeked out the door. His face lost all color. He whispered under his breath, Oh, my God. I couldn't help myself. I got up from under my desk and approached the door. Mr. Blackwell yelled, Get back under the desk! What do you think you're doing? I ignored him and looked out the glass window of the door. In the hallway was Alexis. Her back was turned to me. She was holding onto a bloody kitchen knife. As if sensing my presence, she slowly turned around to face me. She barely looked like her former self, and looked more like the devil child in the pictures. On the ground was the principal, Mr. White. Alexis had these crazed eyes and a devilish smile. I had this intense feeling that I needed to stop this. I unlocked the door and sprinted at Alexis. I tackled her. The knife flew out of her hands. The injured principal got up and ran away.
Alexis, snap out of it, I yelled.
I need to kill.
Alexis, you are not a killer. You need to fight whatever is inside of you.
For a brief second, Alexis seemed to relax and talk normal.
Where am I? Oh my gosh. Why is there blood all over my hands?
Alexis, you need to listen to me. There is an entity inside of you. You need to fight it with all your power and strength.
What have I done? Get out of my body, whatever you are!
All of a sudden, Alexis closed her eyes and passed out. The police came and I told them everything. I still had the last picture I took of her with the demon child, but they weren't interested. Alexis was admitted to a mental health facility, and that was the last I heard about it. The school brushed everything under the rug, and most students never knew what actually happened that day. Thanks for listening. If you're tuning in on Apple Podcast, please take a minute to leave a review. Your review directly helps the podcast grow and allows me to continue coming out with the best horror stories on the internet. Thank you so much.